AM Inspirations.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to AIM Inspirations on the Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM. We are in the much anticipated Inspirational Names segment, and that is with none other than Mawlana Wasim Hendrix, who is online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Muhammad Zain, and all the beautiful listeners of the Voice of the Cape, mashallah.
Mawlana, we take this opportunity to wish you Jumwa Mubarak, and we hope that you have a beautiful day, you and your family as well, inshallah, Mawlana. Mawlana, the names that we have today, and just with regards to pronunciation, we have to just correct this if it's incorrect. Two names: Talia for the female name and Tariq. So I now hand over to you, Mawlana.
Khairan, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil khalqi wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyina wa habibina wa shafi'ina wa sanadina wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Once again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Yes, alhamdulillah, the two beautiful names that we will be discussing on this beautiful morning of Jumu'ah, it will be Talia, which is with a ta, coming from tala yatlu, meaning to recite this Quran, obviously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us, and then also Tariq, which is the name for the boy, inshallah ta'ala. So starting with the girl, Talia, it is, like I said, starting with a ta and not a ta, so we will not call it Talia. It is Talia, meaning somebody that will recite this Quran abundantly. Subhanallah. Is this not a great responsibility on each and every parent, on every single one of us, to nurture not only a child we name Talia, but every single child of ours, how we can nurture them in order to love this Quran, in order to recite this Quran abundantly. If we look into our own lives today, how difficult do we actually find it to have some time and to make some time with this Quran, to create a relationship with this Quran, and in order for us to live according to this Quran. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the morning of Jumu'ah, is trying to give us a reminder that if you call your daughter Talia, this is such a beautiful name that will remind you continuously when you call her, and you can also remind her that you are somebody, or this person that I'm calling, my little child that I'm calling at this moment in time, it is continuously reminding me that I should be somebody who should have a connection with this Quran. I should teach my child to recite this Quran abundantly, subhanallah. What connection should we have with this Quran? What is this Quran? The Quran is, as we say, the Suruna. It is our constitution. It is the law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us in order for each and every single person, not each and every Muslim, because it is the need for every Muslim to, inshallah ta'ala, portray the beauty of Islam outside there, in order for others to be guided through our actions, in order for others to be guided through our character. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to become good Muslims, inshallah ta'ala, and for us to have a relationship with this Quran. We need to, it is imperative for us to start teaching our children that they should have a connection with this Quran. Not a day should go by without our children reciting this Quran. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that we can give our daughters such beautiful names as Talia, which we said comes from the root letters Tala Yatlu. In Arabic it means to recite. So inshallah ta'ala, that Allah grant us that ability to remind our children every day. Now we can remind them about their schoolwork and their homework and the chores that they should do throughout the day. But there's something much more important than that. To create a connection with this Quran, that is the greatest reminder that we can give to our children. Start reading this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give importance to that. And it's only not only to tell them to read this Quran, and this reminder is for myself first. We need to sit with them, create a gathering in our houses, inshallah ta'ala, where we sit around. around, inshallah ta'ala, together as a family, and we start reciting this Quran in the evening light, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sultan of the house, the father of the house, or whether it is the mother of the house, they may be prepared, take some time in their busy schedule during the day, 5 minutes, inshallah ta'ala, to take and to translate at least one ayah of this Quran and make it a gathering of ta'aleem, teaching that at that moment we don't only recite this Quran but also try to understand it. And inshallah ta'ala, the love for this Quran will develop in the heart of that child and develop in the heart of ourselves as well as our children. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to create this connection in our hearts with this Quran. And wallahi, I can promise each and everyone listening this morning that if we do this, we will have this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our affairs for every single day so much easier for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may Allah grant us the opportunity to create this beautiful relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His words, because whatever we are reading within this Quran, it is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desire from us, what we should do, how we should be with one another, how we should interact with one another. Like this saying goes, that this Quran is tibyanan li kulli shay. Sometimes we are looking for answers everywhere else, but this Quran is something that makes everything clear for us. Every answer lies within this Quran, and may Allah grant us the opportunity to gain understanding of this, inshallah ta'ala. Then we have a beautiful name for a boy. This name is Tariq, subhanallah. Tariq meaning literally a morning star. And we all know by now that there's a surah within this Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, was-samai wa-tariq, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقُ النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about this morning star, this coming of morning, of dawn that will come upon us, mashallah. And then Tariq, you know, if we give this name to this person, we should create a superstar, inshallah ta'ala. Somebody that will be extraordinary when it comes to the deen of Islam. This should be a child that people should look upon, and he is always and continuously shining. Why? Because he was nurtured in a proper way. He was raised by his parents in a proper way. Like we've just spoken about the girl's mentality, and now she will be, and people will look at her. That connection with this Quran will continuously show with, when they look at her, inshallah ta'ala. Similarly to the name Tariq, he should be that star, that superstar, that morning star, you know. If you look at it, it just shines brightly, mashallah. And then we have enough zest for the day to take us further. And when we look upon this child, Tariq, this boy that we mentioned, and inshallah ta'ala, this father will make dua, ya Allah, grant him to be this morning star in our lives. Every day when we wake up and we see him, then we know that there is hope for us throughout the day. He should be that person that distributes hope. He should be that person that when people look at them, they know that there is hope for us, subhanallah. Every single one, whether it is the rich or whether it is the poor, if they look at such a person, they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly with us. And inshallah ta'ala, if we nurture him in such a way, giving him the understanding that you need to be that personality that shines always, inshallah ta'ala, but also have humility within your life, because everything that we do, we teach our children and we teach ourselves and we remind ourselves, it should only be for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this child, Tariq, mashallah, he should have super qualities as well. Qualities that we instill within the life of this child and all our children. And what is the best qualities that we can teach them? It is the qualities of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not enough emphasis is given to how much we should love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that whoever loves my sunnah, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this beautiful words to us, man ahabba sunnati, whoever loves my sunnah, ahabbani, he loves me, wa man ahabbani ma'iya fil jannah, and whoever loves me, he will be with me in jannah, subhanallah. So how do you love a personality if you don't know him? Get to know the personality of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everything we get to know about him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we teach our offspring, we teach our children, we teach our friends, we teach everybody that surrounds us. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll see the situation amongst ourselves, it will start there, it will become easy for us. We will start to see the beauty of this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the eyes of Allah as well as through the eyes of his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he used to love Allah, that is now what we are going to develop within the heart and within the mind of this child, and his life will be totally different, where he will give no significance to dunya, or he won't give preference to dunya. He will love akhirah so much that Allah will make this dunya easy for him. Why are we struggling today? Because we give too much emphasis to dunya and we forget about our akhirah. This superstar, this morning star, this shining star that is amongst us by the name of Tariq, we need to nurture them in a good way. We need to, inshallah ta'ala, polish them to be that light, to be the shining stars for us every single day of our lives. When we look at them, especially when they're our children, they should remind us that there's hope for us. This is the one, inshallah ta'ala, the one child that Allah is going to give the characteristics where he will love Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in return also love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will shower his love upon him. And inshallah, may Allah shower his love upon all of us, inshallah. May we become the lovers of this Quran, first of all. We were reminded by the name of Talia that we should read this Quran. We should teach our children and nurture our children in order to love this Quran. And secondly, we have this name Tariq, where we all should try to become superstars. Everybody should try to give hope to people and not let people think that everything is going down in life, that there is no hope for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says never ever give up hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us all, especially on this day of Jumu'ah, now that we make dua, may we always be within the mercy and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may we be an ummah of rahmah as well, that inshallah ta'ala we will not be haters, but we will be people who distribute mercy and love amongst one another. جزاكم الله خير الجزاء وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Apologies for that. We say shukran once again to Maulana Wasimi Hendrix for giving us some nasiha and some understanding to the names Talia and Tariq. We hope that you have enjoyed that, if you were the ones who sent through those names. And inshallah, we hope that we will get to your name soon. So don't worry, stay tuned to AIM Inspiration on the Voice of the Cape with more of the Inspirational Name segment with Maulana Wasim.